We're talking today with dairy producer Angie Meyer, active in promotion not just of dairy products but beef products as well. She sits on the Oklahoma Beef Council, but also very active with the Dairy Max organization promoting milk and milk products. Angie, let's talk a little bit about some of the efforts that you have been working with Dairy Max on, including a group of dietitians that you were helping host just this last weekend.
Thanks, Ron. I am on a 175-cow registered Holstein herd in Okarchi, Oklahoma, with my husband, Tom, who is a third-generation dairy farmer from that same area.
Tell me a little bit about your background as far as y'all been in the dairy herd, you know, dairy business quite a few years or a couple of generations. Where are you really in that timeline?
Okay, as far as my background, I was born and raised a city kid, had no idea what I was getting myself into. My husband and I have been married for 26 and a half years, and up until just a few years ago, it was just us and our four children that took care of the entire operation.
So now, as you continue with this dairy herd, you're producing what for the fluid market or for cheese market? What are you using the milk for?
We produce milk for the fluid market. It is processed by Dairy Farmers of America. It goes to the Highland processing plant in Cushing, Oklahoma. I'm sure you're well aware that Oklahoma is a milk deficit state. There are not enough dairies in the state of Oklahoma to produce the fluid milk consumption for Oklahoma.
So we have obviously milk coming, I guess, from both directions, West Coast as well as some of the Midwest dairies then.
That's correct. There is not a cheese plant in the state of Oklahoma, nor yogurt or anything else like that. We are just a fluid milk. There are two locations, one in Cushing and one in Norman.
Tell me, you're involved with the Dairy Max group, and Dairy Max is a kind of a promotion arm for the dairy industry. And you try to have a lot of opportunities to try to tell the dairy story, and you had the chance to do that just this last weekend.
Oh, absolutely. Dairy Max does our checkoff dollars for the dairy producers, and they are a vital, vital promotion for the dairy industry. They They host farm tours for healthcare professionals. We just recently did a dietitian group to a dairy in Kingfisher, where 20 registered dietitians from the Oklahoma City area got to see cattle or see the whole entire operation, the milking process, everything firsthand.
What's the value, you think, back to the dairy business of trying to show folks like dietitians this type of an operation?
Well, with fewer than 2% of Americans being in farming, it's imperative that we let them know how their food gets from the farm to the fridge.
You had the chance, obviously, to be a part of that tour. You hosted and talked with the dietitians, tried to answer some questions. What seemed to be the outcome as far as compared, when they went to when they got back? What do you think they learned?
Well, most of these people had never been on a dairy farm before. I'm not sure exactly what they thought beforehand. They were very, very questionable, which was good. I mean, they were very good questions. They were very impressed with the fact that the housing, the 24-hour care that we give to these animals, they're like our kids. We want to do everything that we can to produce that safe, wholesome product for your families and mine.
End of the day, when you think about the promotion efforts, what, is really the key in trying to get the dairy message out in your mind?
The key is that my family is just like your family. I want the best for my family as far as what food I give them. And we as dairy farmers and individuals, we want that as well. And we do everything that we can to produce that and to let the public know that we care for our animals 24/7, and that this group of dietitians, I felt like at the end of the day, was just another partner, another person that had a new appreciation for dairy farming.
I guess, if they have a better understanding what dairy farming is all about, that makes them more comfortable when they have recommendations that include dairy products.
Absolutely. I do feel that they were more comfortable, as you said, with being able to offer or recommend to their clients.
Angie Meyer, Okarchi, Oklahoma, talking with us about some of the efforts that she's done with Dairy Max on behalf of dairy producers across the region. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.